two state ferry system labor groups have reached a tentative agreement with the Palin administration. Masters, mates, and pilots and the Marine Beneficial Employees Association are the last two unions to settle with the administration, which is now in its third year. The unions have been without a contract since negotiations began last year. MMP represents Alaska Marine Highway System licensed deck officers. MEBA represents the ship's engineers. Both agreements include a one-time $2,300 payment for 2008. Ben Goldrich is MEBA business agent.
For the year that'll go by, we settled on a lump sum, as did the MMMP and the IBU. So it's to make up for the year of lost wages.
The proposal is similar to one ratified by the Inland Boatmen's Union earlier this year, with a 5% salary increase beginning in July and 4% next year, as well as health care increases. Marine Highway employees are not eligible for step increases like other state employees. The three-year contracts would expire in 2011. The tentative agreements have been signed, and the financial terms are already before the legislature to be considered in this year's budget. MEBA's Goldrich says ratification ballots will go out to the membership next week, and he's confident the proposal will pass. He says the outstanding part of the agreement is that it is finally done.
A little bit frustrating it took so long. I'm sure the state would share that assessment.
State negotiators agree bargaining has been a challenge, according to news releases about both agreements. They did not return phone calls prior to news time. The agreement allows the state to contract out ferry service to Chenega Bay and Tetlik in Prince William Sound if a private operator would save the state money.